Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It's time to welcome in our guy. He is Nick Kostos with BetQL. And Nick is here to talk about some of the glorious and wondrous events, including tonight. And he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com.
And Nick's probably celebrating the fact that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are coming back through 2025 with the Giants, right?
Oh, I love it. You know, it's always a good reason to do something because you haven't done it in the past or have done it in the past with, like, no other independent thought involved. Well, I did this last time, so I won't do it this time, ignoring what's actually happening in front of you. Yeah, it's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, great ownership in New York. It's great.
Okay, so what's your prop for tonight, O Prop King?
Oh, I love what we get right into it.
Let's dig.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys saw this, but this broke like 15 minutes ago. Apparently, the Rams are optimistic that Puka Nacua is going to play tonight.
Oh, wow.
Which is a big deal because, like, he's obviously been out since week one. He's been on IR since week one. They just opened his 21-day practice window. Tom Pelissero of NFL Media tweeted, like, 15 minutes ago in real time that the Rams are optimistic that Puka Nacua is going to play in the game tonight. Now, even if Nacua plays, I think it remains to be seen, like, how healthy is Nacua going to be tonight? So I'm going to give you guys, like, I'll give you a prop and then I'm going to give you a same game parlay that I think is worth playing. So Cooper Kupp has been in trade rumors. The Rams are apparently calling teams to try and trade them Cooper Kupp. Teams aren't calling them. The Rams are calling teams. And I think if that's the case, like, I think they're going to showcase Cooper Kupp tonight. So the Cooper Kupp overs, I think, are good. But let's just assume, guys, that Nacua does play tonight for the Rams. Like, let's say, like, 90 minutes before kickoff, he is active for the game. I think a way to get ahead of this, and this does not have to be a huge bet, like a huge monetary bet, you same game parlay this. And what it is Matthew Stafford, like 300 or more passing yards, or like to have a big passing game with unders for all the non-cup wide receivers for the Rams. So that's like tight end Colby Parkinson, wide receiver Tutu Atwell, wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson, along with like Matthew Stafford, two or more passing touchdowns. Like that multiplier will pay you pretty well. So again, if Puka plays, the thought is Stafford has a big game and all the non-cup Nacua Rams receivers will not. I think is an interesting way to think about this if Nacua does play tonight.
Nick, how about the Bears and Commanders? The lines moved a little bit, and I'm sure it depends on Jaden Daniels and his availability.
Yeah, this will be maybe the first time this year I've said this. I love the Bears this weekend, no matter who plays quarterback for Washington. So let's talk quickly through a couple betting scenarios for the game. If Jaden Daniels is ruled out, and Marcus Mariota is going to play for Washington, and people will say, well, Mariota came in last week against Carolina when Daniels got hurt, and he played really well. Like, awesome. Like, the Carolina Panthers are like an ACC-level team. Like, they should be playing Clemson this weekend, not the Denver Broncos. Bit of a different story if the Bears know Mariota's playing and have a full week to prepare for him. So if it's Mariota and you can lay 2.5 with Chicago, I'd even lay 3 with the Bears on the road if Marcus Mariota plays. And if Jaden Daniels plays, Washington will get bet. Maybe this game closes a pick'em. I'd still bet the Bears at that point. Daniels has a rib injury. He's going to get shot up with Toradol if he plays, a pain-killing injection. He's not going to move around the same, and I'll like Chicago in the game. So I like the Bears no matter what. If it's Mariota, I would lay 3. If it's Daniels, wait for Washington to get bet and then bet Chicago right before kickoff.
What is your favorite college game of the week?
Oh, man, there's always, like, so many college games. It's always tough to pick one. How about tomorrow night? Really interesting game, and, like, this is off, like, the national – maybe it's on the national radar because Ashton Jeanty is the Heisman Trophy favorite, Boise State's running back. So tomorrow night, Boise State plays at UNLV, and this is basically, like, maybe a playoff game, seriously, in the Mountain West, where I think one of these two teams is going to be one of the 12 teams that makes the college football playoff. Boise Boise State has the Heisman Trophy front runner running back Jenty. Boise State's about a 3-point road favorite at UNLV. I do like Boise State tomorrow laying the 3. So I like Boise. Do I have any other really good ones to give you? Alabama, Missouri got bet. I'll tell you this. Notre Dame has been a hot bet this week, guys. They are bet out now to almost a 13-point road favorite in Navy. I would say to anyone out there that likes Notre Dame, I would look to bet this sooner rather than later. The spread is going to continue to go up. Notre Dame at Navy coming up on Saturday.
You're going to be distracted anyway, Nick. We know the Yankees start tomorrow night in the World Series, and you're going to be obsessed with watching them beat the Dodgers in 5.
Well, I sincerely hope that's the case. I think the series will go on a little longer than that. I am a Yankee fan. I will root for my team, but I always want to pass along the best betting information for you guys. I think a lot of people have planned, and the Dodgers were a bit of a surprise. I think a lot of people expected, and people can be wrong. Smart people can be wrong. You know, betting is about not fortune-telling, but probability. And I think people felt the probability was the Dodgers, because of their lack of starting pitching, would get knocked out before they made the World Series. But here they are right now. And then the Yankees are a team that I know a lot of people were targeting to bet against in the World Series when they made it. So I think what you're going to see professional bettors do, it doesn't mean that they're going to be right. I think that they will be on the LA Dodgers in this series against the Yankees, thinking that the Yankees fall short in some like historical statistical categories. I will choose to root for my team. And I will say that if you are looking for a long shot World Series MVP price, if you like the Yankees, I would take a look at their closer, Luke Weaver, who's 250-1 at BetMGM.
Good call.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Great stuff. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
You got it. Wishing you guys and all the listeners Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck.
That was the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
I didn't mean Yankees in 5. I think it'll take at least 6.
I had a really fun question I was going to kind of go over with you. I think we'll talk tomorrow about our predictions for the series and the MVP, but I was going to ask about what pitcher you believe could be the MVP of this series. Because I think there are a lot of different answers.
There are a lot
I don't
of
think
different
there's
answers.
Going to be a pitcher who's the MVP, first of all, but
could be.
It could be. And if I'm right, I think I might want to take a wager on Carlos Rodon.
Could be some
just
cold.
Because he can strike people out.
I think the cold reality is it could be Garrett.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be him. I think he's the favored pitcher.
How about Stroman?
No.
The Stro Show.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't say the Dodger reliever.
Kopech?
Who shall go unnamed.
Kopech!
He's probably going to start the bullpen game, right? They have a bullpen game.
Him starting a game in the World Series is going to trigger
game
you,
four.
And I can't wait for that morning.
Thank you, buddy. I'm here for you, always.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.